each stage of life a chance to grow. With faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another exciting episode on the Silsila Seasons of Life. MashaAllah, today we have a very fascinating, interesting topic of discussion, and that is regarding your friendship is your reflection. Yes, today we are going to be speaking about friends, about making friends, about the type of companies that you and I need to keep, and the reward also for helping out a friend. You know, they say a friend in need is a friend indeed. So yes, we are going to be diving into this beautiful topic of discussion. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me. For your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our most merciful creator, our most forgiving creator, our most compassionate creator, our most kind creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with countless blessings, dear viewers of Madani channel. And upon that, we say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. We express our thanks, our gratitude to our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remember to say Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. No matter what state you may be in, as a daily reminder, always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single situation that you may be in. So yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, with that being said, we are discussing about friends. And, you know, this is something that we have to be very, very mindful of. We have to be very, very careful of how we choose our friends, of how we select our friends. And not only that, how we are as friends. You know, there comes a point in life, as the silsila is seasons of life, and we discuss, you know, various different phases of life that a person goes through. And there comes a point in life wherein a person wants to have a friend, rather needs to have a friend. And we are human beings. We are social creatures. We are social beings. We interact with others. We are meant to interact with others, to converse with others, people from different cultures. We are meant to converse with them. We get to know their background, they get to know our background. And like that, that's how society forms. Two unknown people getting to know each other, becoming eventually known to each other. The important question is that yes, we all want or need a friend. Who do we keep as a friend? That is the important question. Who do we keep as a friend? And how are we as friends? What is our character like? What is our conduct like as friends? Nowadays you see that, you know, they say, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. What a beautiful saying this is. And as this episode for today is named, your friendship is your reflection. That in itself is something for you and I to ponder about. That who we associate ourselves with, they are a reflection of us, of you and I. That is, show me what kinds of friends you have, and I will tell you whether you are a good person, whether you are a bad person, it's very, very true that no one wants to be in bad company, no one wants to have bad friends. But it does happen so way in. A person gets caught up and either in school, at campus, on the streets, where people just pick up friends, you know, as if it holds no significance. But friends, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the friends you choose have an impact on your life. The friends you choose, they shape who you are. They define who you are. No matter how good you may be, but if your circle of friends is bad, you can say whatever you want to say. You can say that, no, I'm good. My friends are doing this bad, that bad, but I'm not going to get caught up in it because I'm good. I know myself. Trust me, sooner or later, whether you like it or not, you're going to end up following their way. You got to be, it's all about being part of the clan. It's all about being part of the clique, you know. It's all about being there, that whatever they do, I want to do. Whatever trends they adopting, I want to adopt that. I want to follow blindly, like sheep, like a herd of sheep just following blindly. And because of nowadays, modern age, wherein everything is, you can't really, you know, say what's true anymore. Friendship has become not like how it was back in the day, you know, where you had that true friendship, that friend who would be there for you. That friend, even if you are in your down times, he's there for you. Up times, he's there for you. Sad days, happy days, he's there for you. You're in depression, he's there for you. You're in some financial debt, he's there for you. That is a good friend. That is actually a helpful friend. But today we see that has kind of faded away. It's very, very seldom that a person has a friend like this. Out of 10, 1%, max 3%, majority is not really the case. Especially now with, you have these, you have social media, you have these social media platforms where people want to become friends online, right? Because they can't get friends in the real world, in real life. They go and opt for online social media friends, not knowing who they are, where they're from, what's their background like, nothing, absolutely nothing. And that's dangerous. If you really look at it, that's dangerous. One is, there are many, many aspects to look at this, right? One is that you have a social media friend and you may have a whole load of friend requests. You accept them all, thinking that, you know what, you've got so many friends, so many likes on your post, so many comments on your post, but you come out in the real world and you got no one. You don't have a true friend. Other than you finishing school, finishing campus, coming home afterwards, going to work, coming home from work, and straight away you're on your laptop, you're on your phone because you need to post. And you're getting those likes, that adrenaline is pumping in you that, oh, look, I got this amount of likes, I got this amount of comments and whatnot. It's delusional. It's not real. Those friends, if you go through a bad time, can you guarantee they're going to be there? Are you going to put up a post saying, you know what, I'm in debt, I'm in some financial crisis? Can any one of you, thousands of friends, can any one of you help me out? Do you think anyone is going to come forward? They are actually going to end up looking down on you. Yes. They're gonna look at you with a bad eye altogether. They're not gonna have a good impression of you because they're gonna think, oh, what happened to this guy all of a sudden? Why is he posting stuff like this? Is he faking it? He just, what, does he want attention, or is it just another post for him to get more likes? Or what's happening here? They're not going to take into it. They're not going to buy your story. So why have all of these thinking that, you know what, you have so many friends when you really have none? Whereas you could have spent more time in the real world, learning how to socialize, learning how to talk, learning how to be with people, instead of just sitting on the laptop, on the keyboard, and just punching away, typing away. You could have not done that. What is all of that going to do? It's not going to help you. You think they're your true friends? Reality is, they're not. They aren't your true friends. So, with that being said, we need to be more realistic. We need to be more practical. We need to come out there, come out in the real world, talk, open up, you know, socialize with people, get to know people. This is how you would even build your confidence. And when you do that, then you would come across real friends. Remember, that when you come across these real friends, you get good and you get the bad. The true real friends are those who take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are your true friends. Not the ones who drink, who gamble, who commit sins, who do all sorts of indecencies, and they call you towards it. Hey, let's go hang out here, let's go chill there. You know, we're gonna have a party and we're gonna do this, we're gonna enjoy ourselves. Those aren't true friends, really, because they don't really seem to have any ambition in life. You may have a goal, you may have an ambition that you've set up for yourself. You want to achieve that, but somewhere down the line, you got yourself hooked up with the wrong people, with the wrong circle of friends. And now instead of you going forward and progressing, you started going backwards, 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 until you achieved nothing. You had it right there, and you lost it all. Just because of you choosing your circle of friends, thinking that, oh, all this is fun, all this is so nice and whatnot. But it was temporary. They didn't help you achieve your goal. They set you back. Your ambitions, all the dreams that you had, were they there for it? Were they? No, they weren't. Because they were interested in partying. They were interested in going out here and there. And you thought that, you know what, maybe it's fun to do this kind of stuff. You thought of it as good, but it didn't turn out to be. And when you realize that, it became too late. And as the saying goes, that you can't cry over spilt milk. You can't. No one can cry over spilt milk. So yes, devotees of Madani Channel, it is important that we really, really see who we are friends with. You know, in Kashful Mahjub, it's mentioned that a man, he was once circling around the Kaaba, and he was only making one dua. And that dua was, Allahumma aslih ikhwani, Allahumma aslih ikhwani, Allahumma aslih ikhwani. And oh Allah, make my friends pious. Someone, they inquired the reason behind this. And this man, he gave such an answer which would make you and I think. He said that I soon need to return to my friends. If they are pious, I will become pious. If they are corrupt, I will become corrupt. This is why I pray for them. This is why I make dua for them. So, human nature is such that we cannot spend our lives alone. Allah Ta'ala made us in such a way that our needs are tied with another. Whether we want it or not, we must all live together. We will always need others in some way, shape or form. A person used to make dua by saying, Allahumma ghnini anin nas. Oh Allah, make me independent from people. So, the companion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he heard this and he said that I see you asking Allah for death. Humans will be dependent on one another as long as they live. Recite this instead. And that was, Allahumma ghnini an shirarin nas. O Allah, protect me from evil people. So the viewers of Madani channel, we cannot get away from making relationships and interacting with people. Until the end of our lives, we must make friendships and spend time with people. This is why Islam strongly emphasizes the importance of good company and showing good manners to those around us. Like in Kashf al-Mahjub, it's mentioned, the nafs is habitually used to finding peace from those around it. It adopts the habits and characteristics of the people it spends time with. And this is why the awliyaullah primarily focused on the rights of friends and exhorted their muridin to do the same. To them, it was obligatory to learn the required conduct one must display to friends and practically implement this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخاليله. That a man is upon the faith of his friend. Each one of you should check who they befriend. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, people usually inherit the characteristics of their friends and sometimes even their religion. Befriend the righteous and you will become pious yourself. Before taking anyone as a friend, first see if they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Sufis say that mankind has the intrinsic quality of taking on others' characteristics. Being around the greedy shall make you greedy. Whilst being around pious people shall lead to one attaining righteousness and having taqwa. So carefully observe people and their behavior before making them your friends. Let us truly contemplate and ponder over this hadith. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الرجل على دين خليله. A man is upon the faith of his friend. Now this shows how important and sensitive a topic making friends is. Nowadays, people can become friends straight after meeting one another. They'll meet on a bus, they'll talk, exchange numbers, and become friends in what? In half an hour, 15 minutes? Online friendships, they do not require you to even see or verbally communicate with the other person. Friend requests are sent on social media. All it takes to make a friend is accept a friend request. When it comes to shoes, take this for an example. In order for us to understand the importance of this, when it comes to shoes, which we simply wear on our feet, we go from shop to shop to shop, spending hours only to choose the right one. And only after much scrutiny and analysis do we decide which pair is for us. Now think, the people we will give a space in our heart to, who we will make part of our lives, whose character we will be influenced by, who we will end up being like, we pay absolutely no attention to choosing the right friends for us. Allahu Akbar. We have to be careful with who we take as a friend. Now Imam Sha'rani, rahimahullah, he said that one must be intelligent when choosing friends. Only a fool befriends everyone. And after an argument occurs and friends become enemies, scholars say, clever people think. Clever people think, contemplate, and decide carefully before making friends. Allahu Akbar. So this is very, very important who we take as friends, reviews of Madani Channel, because our friends, they are our mirrors. The person you choose to be your friend, guess what? It reflects your mentality, reflects your character, reflects your level of intelligence and the condition of your heart. If you want to befriend good people, you yourself are a good person. Yet if you want to befriend evil people, you may then have evil within you. That's why Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, a man is indicated by his friend more than smoke indicates a fire. That is a really profound statement. You know, when we see smoke in the distance, it tells you that, you know what, something burning. There's fire. There's fire there that's burning. In other words, smoke signifies a fire. This statement of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it means that we learn more about a person's habits, mindset, likes and dislikes and mentality from the friends he keeps more clearly than smoke signifies fire. That is why your friends define who you are. Your friendship is your reflection. And this, subhanallah, this was the crux of the views of Madani Jinnah. This is essentially what is implied over here. Now, making friends, most often people think that, oh, it's a fun thing. Oh, so cool, I'm going to make a friend today, etc., etc. But making friends is not a small thing. You know, depending on who we choose, we can either walk a path to Jannah or end up in Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that a man will be with the one he loves. Allahu Akbar. This beautiful hadith, it teaches us many things. You know, if we make friends with someone who offers salah, acts upon the sunnah, perform good deeds and walks the path to paradise, we will be with them on the day of Qiyamah. Contrary to this, if we make friends with people who miss salah, don't fast, listen to immoral music, use obscene language, and disobey Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be raised with them instead if we do not repent before leaving the world. And this is why it is necessary to be cautious and smart when choosing friends. Now, let me give you an incident illustrating the consequences of bad, evil friends. Uqba bin Abi Mu'it, he was a non-Muslim who lived in Makkah. Despite being around and hearing the wise, beautiful words of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uqba did not accept Islam. One day, he invited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his home for a meal. When the food was present, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, I will not eat your food unless you become a Muslim. So Uqba, on the surface, just as a cover, he recited the kalima. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then ate and left. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, he was friends with a disbeliever named Ubay bin Khalaf. When Ubay bin Khalaf found out his friend invited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his home and recited the kalima, this oppressive person, he became enraged, he became angry. He said, you and I, we're only going to stay friends if you disrespect Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Astaghfirullah. Now, two options were placed in front of Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. He had his friend on one hand, and on the other, a chance to be a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had to choose between his friend or the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he chose to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would have had goodness in this world and in the hereafter. Yet, Uqba, what did he do? He chose to remain friends with Ubay bin Khalaf. This wretched soul disrespected the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as per his friend's wish. And these verses, ayah of Surah Furqan, were then revealed. The translation of which is that on that day, the wrongdoer will bite his hand saying, would that I had adopted the path with the messenger. Alas, my ruin. Would that I had not taken such a man as a friend. He certainly led me astray after advice had come to me. And shaitan is one who abandons man in times of calamity. Allahu Akbar. And people very much embarrassed or angry, they clench their teeth, you know. And some people even bite their hands. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, he will be in the same state on the day of Qiyamah. He will be biting his hands in humiliation and regret. He will say, if only I had stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if only I followed him and walked the path to paradise. And he will say, woe to me, woe to me. If only I did not befriend Ubay bin Khalaf. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, he spent time with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He listened to a hadith being said in person and even recited the kalima. And despite this, having just one bad friend ruined him. I mean, he was walking the path to Jannah, yet one bad friend caused him to enter Jahannam. Let's think about our lives. We make friends with people who disobey Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We make friends with people who miss their salah, don't perform good deeds, drink alcohol, gamble, take interest, fight, quarrel, and follow immoral fashion trends. We make friends with people who have forgotten the hereafter and who sin openly. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, when all ties on the day of Qiyamah, they would be cut off. Allahu Akbar. All ties will be cut off. When mothers will run from their children. When fathers will abandon their children. When blood brothers will avoid one another. On that day, when nobody will ask about the state of another person, imagine what will happen to us if we are made to regretfully say, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. And woe to me, alas, if only I had not taken so and so disbeliever for a friend. Now, we still have time in this dunya. We still have time in this world. We should strive to make friends with only good people. Our friends are pious and of a salah on time. We hope to become the same. Now let's say somebody has bad friends. Hypothetically, let's say somebody has bad friends. When we advise them not to stay with these people and find friends who are good for them, these individuals, they turn around and say they cannot be disloyal. They say because they are now friends, they must, stick to this vow of friendship, even if with the wrong people. Now this is satanic philosophy. Before being anyone's friend, we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you consider yourselves loyal, how devoted are we to the commands of Allah ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They told us not to befriend the wrong people, yet we do. They told us to keep good company, but we do the opposite. Why aren't we loyal when it comes to this? In the end, the loyalty of our friends finishes with death. We do not know when the angel of death will come to take our souls. But when this happens, it is our friends, it is our very friends who will bury us in our dark graves and leave, leaving us entirely alone. Then we shall be completely alone with all our friends, loyalties and promises left behind. Only our good and bad deeds will be with us. The day of Qiyamah will then come, let alone our bad friends, our own mothers will run away from their children and not be able to help us then. When will our misplaced loyalties go? Where will it go? Who will save us from the fire of Jahannam? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the example of a good pious companion and an evil one is that of a person carrying musk and another blowing into a pair of bellows. The carrier of musk will either give you some perfume as a present or you will buy some from him or you find good smell from him. Yet the one blowing into a pair of bellows will either burn your clothes or you shall find bad smell from him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful example. This beautiful example, it explains how evil company will never benefit us and good company will never harm us. You wouldn't gain musk from a blacksmith, only smoke and heat. The one carrying musk will not irritate you with smoke or heat, but his presence will spread fragrance. This hadith instructs us to avoid bad company because it causes destruction in this world and in the hereafter, whilst good company will preserve our iman. You know, the Holy Quran mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That all believers fear Allah and be with the truthful ones. Now, in tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned that this verse evidences how we must find and stay in good company. One form of being with the truthful is to be in their company. And this will lead to one witnessing their good character and good deeds. This will inspire one to perform good deeds himself and avoid sin. And more so, positive effects of good company is how it leads to a soft and tender heart and causes one to consider matters of the hereafter. Every Muslim must form relationships with righteous people and adopt their company. Now Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, seek true friends and live in their protection, because they are an adornment in times of happiness and helpful in times of difficulty. Do not adopt the company of a sinner, as they will only teach you how to sin. Now the views of Madhari Channel, we should befriend Sunni scholars, sit in their company and love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, spending time in the company of scholars is an act of ibadah, an act of worship. Subhanallah, subhanallah. When last have we went and sat in the company of a true scholar? In order for us to better ourselves, to improve ourselves, to seek knowledge of deen. So it's important, now and then take out that time. Come and sit in the company of scholars, ulama-i haqq. And what kind of friends should we have? One may ask, okay, what kinds of friends should I have then? What qualities should they have? And here Imam Al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, he explains how it is important to know of good traits, praiseworthy traits to look for in people before spending time with them. He says to only make friends with those who have these five qualities. Number one is intelligence. Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he said, there is no benefit in sitting with the foolish. No matter how long one remains in their company for, it only results in distress and separation. Because it's necessary to be in the company of the intelligent. Because even if a fool intends to help you, he will unknowingly cause you harm. It is said that being distant from the foolish is a means of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number one, intelligence. This is what we need to look out for in people. Number two, he says, is good manners. He says it's important to look for people with good manners. No matter how intelligent someone is, if he becomes angry, miserly, or cowardly, he will follow his desires and potentially lose his good conduct. Sometimes he may tread on a path towards destruction and take his friends with him. That is number two, good company. Number three, the third quality of a good friend is that he is not a fasiq, meaning he is not persistent upon sins and does not sin publicly. And the Quran teaches us, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. And do not obey the one whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance. And he followed his desire and his matter has exceeded the limit. And subhanAllah, the Holy Quran also mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَأَعْرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Therefore, turn your face away from the one who has turned away from our remembrance and he has desired not but the worldly life. So always avoid being around open sinners, as those who are used to sin can drag you down a very, very dark path. The fourth, he says, is not misguided. Meaning, a good friend means that he must not be misguided. He must not deny anything from the core beliefs of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You know, being around the misguided can weaken your iman, ruin your beliefs, darken your heart, and lead a person to disrespect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number five, he says, your friend should not be desirous of the world. Someone who is materialistic will sacrifice their morals and values for the wealth of this world. Allahu Akbar. So the views of Madani Channel, if we sit with righteous people, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will find ourselves in a good company. And inshallah, this will be very, very beneficial in every matter. So these were the five signs, the five things to look out for in a person, in people, when you want to befriend somebody. And there's so much of blessings by with having good company. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said that a person will be with whom he loves. Allahu Akbar. A person is upon the religion of his friend. So watch whom you befriend. And another hadith says that take the company of elders, learn from scholars, and associate with the wise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And you know, a good friend, if you want to know who is a good friend, a good friend is he who reminds you of Allah when you see him. His speech encourages you to perform good deeds. And his actions remind you of the hereafter. Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we mentioned in the beginning, that we are in need of friends. And we should have friends, but we should be having good friends. Yes, you know, if you come to know that your friend needs some help, go there and help him. Don't only be friends with a hidden agenda. Don't only be friends with some ulterior motives. No, it shouldn't be the case where you want to be friends with someone just to gain benefit from that person. Oh, look at him, he's wealthy and he's this and he's that and he always gives me this, that's why I'm his friend. This shouldn't be the case. Friendship should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you love someone, when you love your friend, your love must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's so much of reward for those who love one another for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, you know, especially with our children, parents especially, very, very important that you need to know who your child is friends with. You need to know the circle of friends. It's a must. You should and you have to. And also, something that's very, very beautiful, you know, parents should try to befriend their children. Try to be close to your children. Let you be the go-to person your children comes to. That's how it must be. But they shouldn't feel a need to go outside, ask about so-and-so matter. No, they should feel so comfortable that they can come to you at any time and share their feelings with you and open up to you. But you got to put in that attempt. It doesn't just happen like that. You got to show that, you know what, you're there, you're present, you're in the moment. Befriend your children. And inshallah, this is something also that we are going to be discussing as well. But for now, we do have a very beautiful kalam, a melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and listen to this melodious kalam, and thereafter we will be back inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah ho ghani kaisi wo pur kaif ghadi thi jab samne nazron ke madine ki gali thi nazron se liye wo se kabhi honton se chuma nazron se liye wo se kabhi honton se chuma us shehar ki har cheez mujhe khoob lagi thi us shehar ki har cheez mujhe khoob lagi thi lajpal ki chaukhat pe khada tha lajpalon ke lajpal ki chaukhat pe khada tha qismat meri us dar pe khadi jhoom rahi thi qismat meri us dar pe khadi jhoom rahi thi kaifi बताऊं तुम्हें लोगों कैफियत दिल कैसे बताऊं तुम्हें लोगों जब पहली नजर गुंबद खजरा पे पड़ी थी जब पहली नजर गुंबद खजरा पे पड़ी थी मुजरिम था खड़ा सर को झुकाए हुए दर पर मुजरिम था खड़ा सर को झुकाए हुए दर पर आंसू थे रवां ऐसे के सावन की झड़ी थी आंसू थे रवां ऐसे के सावन की झड़ी थी ले डूबते आमाल मेरे मुझको नियाजी ले डूबते आमाल مجھ کو نیازی، جا پہنچا مدینے میری تقدیر بھلی تھی، جا پہنچا مدینے میری تقدیر بھلی تھی۔ اللہ غنی کیسی وہ پرکیف گھڑی تھی، جب سامنے نظروں کے مدینے کی گلی تھی۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ سبحان اللہ، very beautiful, heart touching kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah. Coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing, your friendship is your reflection. And thus far, we have mentioned various different aspects pertaining to this topic, how the type of friends that you keep, how they define you. Your friends, they are your mirror. You know, a true friend, just before going to the Quran, we have mentioned the beautiful narration when a true friend is you. When you look at him, it reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, you know, that friend who tells you what you're doing is wrong, that friend who helps you point out your mistakes in a loving way. Why should we get hurt? Why should we get offended? He just wants the best for you and I. And on that note, we shouldn't be getting hurt. Rather, we should actually appreciate that. We should value that. Because not every friend is like that, where they would tell you things straight up that, you know what you're doing is wrong. Not everyone is like that. So if you have such a friend, value them, appreciate them. And also, just before going to listen to this kalam, I've been mentioning how parents should befriend their children. Now, children between the ages of 13 to 19, this is actually a critical age in which the child undergoes many physical and emotional changes. If parents are unable to raise them correctly at this age, then the children, they will consider their parents as enemies. Now, we must first understand how they think and what their desires are. When parents realize this and understand this, it will become much more easier to understand their problems and to befriend them. Number one is, one of the characteristics of children this age is that they like to take on more challenging tasks, which are suitable for elders, right? You must have witnessed it yourself. I mean, when we were kids, didn't we feel like that? And this is why they do things that will cause them and their parents difficulty, right? So it's essential for parents to ensure their children are using their energy in beneficial activities so their enthusiasm is satisfied. You know, parents can take their children to the park so they can run, they can play, they can exercise. And apart from that, apart from just making them play and run and exercise and whatever, you also partake in it. It will be double fun. You partake in it with your children. Your children are running. You also run. You can't run, jog. But be part of the activities. Apart from this, they can be assigned chores around the house to develop their mental and physical capabilities. Number two is, Children of this age, they feel independent and self-reliant. They will perceive any attempt to curtail their decisions as affronts to their freedom. Instead of giving orders, parents should explain their decision. That's very, very important. Use wisdom, hikmah, to persuade them to take a different course of action and reason with them. Once they understand your reasoning, there will be no need to scold or to force your children to do anything. All it takes is for you to put in a little bit extra effort, wisdom, instead of just going head on, do this, do that, why are you doing this, why are you doing that, don't do this, stop. Instead of doing all of that, use a better way. And this better way, one is they will be lovingly rectified and they will become more closer to you. That's very important. Number three is the children of this age, they have good friends, they have bad friends. They meet each other, they have fun, they share their problems, they share their wishes as well with their friends. So remember, at this age, it's critical. They have good friends and they have bad friends as well. And the children are young and inexperienced. So they can share wrong ideas and wrong advice as well. And as a result, there is a risk of them engaging in what? Engaging in bad action. So foster a friendly, cordial, and respectful relationship with your children from an early age. Why? They can share everything, you know, good or bad. They can share everything with you without any fear. And subhanAllah, this will actually give your children a safe place, a safe zone, and protect them against negative influences. Now, who can care more for children than their parents? Thus, it's necessary for parents to spend time with their children every day. Because if they do not, someone else is gonna. Whoever gives time to your child will become his dear friend and sympathize with him. Even if the reality is contrary to this, dear parents out there, draw nearer to your children. Make them realize you want the best for them and that you are not their enemies. You can only raise your children correctly once they become attached to you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So with all of this being said, it's important that you be there for them. It shouldn't be the case where the father says all the time, oh, I'm busy with work, I got this meeting, I got to attend this function, I got to go here, I got to go there. But his own home, his own children want his attention. His own children are waiting for him to play with them, to play out in the garden, to play out in the park, to kick a ball, to throw a ball, to play, to have some fun, to learn, to seek knowledge of deen. Children, they want this from their parents. But sometimes parents, they fail their children. So it's very, very important that we make our children our friend. And with that being said, viewers of Madani Channel, we have almost reached the end of our episode. Always remember that the kind of friends that you keep, it defines you, tells what kind of a person you are, it tells who you are. And it's important to connect yourself with good company. Connect yourself with those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Connect yourself with those who follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because automatically, by you being in such a company, your love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase. That is the most beneficial factor with regards to good friends, is that they bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Each stage of life, a chance to grow with faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.